A little-known request on food standards submitted last fall bloomed into controversy this spring. Buried in a thick document to government officials are various proposals by the Grocery Manufacturers Association to change food identity standards. If approved, reconstituted milk could be used in yogurt, cartoon character-shaped pasta could be called macaroni, and chocolate could be made with vegetable oil. It's a change that caused a meltdown among some chocolate lovers, and one that specialty producers like Gail Ambrosius of Madison find distasteful.
To me, that is just a horrible, horrible idea, because a vegetable fat is going to change the flavor of chocolate, for one. It's going to change the way it behaves, and it's just not natural. Why would you mess with such a beautiful thing? You know, chocolate is pure. It's meant to be pure. You don't mess with something that's so perfect.
Other countries, like England, have allowed substitutions for what's traditionally in chocolate. U.S. supporters say it would make chocolate cheaper to make. A pound of chocolate contains more than $2 worth of cocoa butter, while a similar amount of vegetable oil would cost 70 cents. And supporters say it would be easier to make. It wouldn't necessarily have to be tempered, a process Ambrosius uses in which a mechanical arm stirs thick swaths of chocolate in a temperature-controlled vat.
You temper, you're getting that beautiful glossy shine. It snaps when you bite into it. And with the vegetable oils, you know, it's a cheap shortcut.
Ambrosius has signed a petition circulating across the country in which the Food and Drug Administration is told, don't mess with our chocolate. She owns a little store in Madison where she makes upscale confections.
So we specialize in handmade truffles, and when I sell the truffles, the key to what's in the inside is the topping on the outside. It tells you what flavor it is and what country the chocolate came from.
Ambrosia says chocolate is like wine. Where it's grown affects its flavor. She buys cocoa beans from 9 different countries.
So I use chocolate, for instance, from Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, Tanzania, Dominican Republic, Madagascar, Papua New Guinea, Sao Tome, you know, all those countries, and it tastes different from each country. And that's what's really amazing to me, you know, is experiencing all these different flavors.
Ambrosia says cocoa butter is key to chocolate's mouthfeel and flavor. Others say chocolate tastes just as good without it. The Chocolate Manufacturers Association declined to be interviewed. In a statement, the group says it's time to modernize food standards, but is so far sitting on the fence in this sticky debate, declining to endorse a change in what can legally be called chocolate. It could be a long time before consumers have to read labels to find out what kind of fat chocolate contains. The FDA review process can take anywhere from 3 to 5 years. The public comment period ends in June. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.